Trend number three, taking advantage of America's natural gas windfall. Thanks to new extraction technologies, the nation's supply of recoverable natural gas is now at its highest level in history. According to recent estimates from the Potential Gas Committee, or PGC, there is now 2,384 trillion cubic feet of recoverable natural gas in the United States. This is an increase of 486 trillion cubic feet, or 26%, from the 2010 estimates. The PGC is a nonprofit organization of energy experts hosted by the Colorado School of Mines that has been releasing reports on the nation's natural gas supply for nearly 50 years. Why has the estimate increased so dramatically? As PGC Director John Curtis explains, our knowledge of the geological endowment of technically recoverable gas continues to improve with each assessment. Furthermore, new and advanced exploration, well drilling, completion, and simulation technologies are allowing us increasingly better delineation of and access to domestic gas resources, especially unconventional gas, which not all that long ago were considered impractical or uneconomical to pursue. In other words, it's becoming easier to find, extract, transport, store, and use natural gas than it was just 3 years ago. The PGC didn't include the Department of Energy's estimate of 304.6 trillion cubic feet of proved dry gas reserves. When those are considered, the U.S. boasts a total available future supply of 2.7 quadrillion cubic feet of natural gas. To put that in perspective, the nation currently uses about 25 trillion cubic feet per year. As improvements in hydraulic fracturing technology have lowered extraction costs, natural gas prices have dropped. According to data on gas usage and pricing information from the Energy Information Administration, Americans of all income levels collectively saved $357 billion due to reductions in natural gas prices from 2009 to 2012, and that's just the beginning. The challenge now is to exploit the enormous benefits of using natural gas to power our vehicles, generate electricity, manufacture plastics, create the heat needed for industrial processes, and more, in order to transform and energize our economy. About 66,000 Americans are already using compressed natural gas to fuel their cars, according to the Department of Energy. Those drivers can fill their cars at the 605 natural gas stations that charge the equivalent of $1 to $1.40 per gallon. Or even more conveniently, they can top off their tanks at home once they've installed a natural gas home refueling unit. According to a Reuters report, an Arizona couple who use a home refueling unit pays the equivalent of 65 cents per gallon. So instead of spending $160 per month on gasoline for the 1,200 miles they drive their Honda Civic GX, the couple spends just $30 and fuels the car overnight while they sleep. Obviously, those savings can quickly add up. However, the high initial investment has kept most motorists from driving natural gas vehicles. One obstacle is still the cost of cars that can run on natural gas. They typically cost about $10,000 more than the same vehicle fueled by gasoline. Another obstacle is the cost of installing the home refueling units. The unit used by the Arizona couple is sold only by an Italian company called BRC Fuel Maker and costs about $4,500. Installation adds another $1,500. In the Arizona case, it will take 46 months before the home refueling unit will pay for itself in lower fuel costs. That explains why BRC Fuel Maker has only sold 13,000 units in the U.S. However, several companies are now developing cheaper home refueling systems. Among the powerful entrants in this market are General Electric, Whirlpool, Eaton, and others, attracted by the low cost of natural gas and an expected boom in demand for cars that burn it. In addition to the lower fuel costs compared to conventional vehicles, cars that run on natural gas have two advantages over electric cars. One, it takes less time to fill a fuel tank with natural gas than it does to charge an electric car. And two, natural gas cars can travel twice as far after refueling as the typical electric car, about 200 miles per tank. And that's just the first generation of natural gas cars. Innovative new designs are now being perfected at R&D facilities around the world. Just as natural gas will replace gasoline in America's trucks and cars, other developments strongly suggest that natural gas will replace coal in fueling the power plants that light our homes and businesses. One factor is a regulatory change. The EPA has proposed new, stricter air quality standards for sulfur dioxide, particulate matter, nitrogen oxide, and mercury. In terms of all those metrics, natural gas burns far cleaner than coal. If the EPA regulations are enforced after court challenges, a Duke University study published in Environmental Science and Technology estimates that about two-thirds of the nation's coal-fired power plants would become at least as expensive to run as plants powered by natural gas. This would make natural gas-fired plants the logical alternative when utilities add baseload capacity. Another factor in the shift from coal to natural gas in power plants is a technological change. Researchers have discovered a faster way to convert natural gas into energy while capturing the carbon dioxide. Fanxing Li, an assistant professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering at North Carolina State University, co-authored a paper on the research in ACS Sustainable Chemistry and Engineering, where he asserts this could make power generation from natural gas both cleaner and more efficient. The breakthrough is based on a process known as chemical looping, in which a material called an oxygen carrier is put in contact with natural gas. As the oxygen atoms in the oxygen carrier interact with the natural gas, the result is combustion, which produces energy. Li's team has developed a new type of oxygen carrier that includes a mixed ionic electronic conductor, which shuttles oxygen atoms into the natural gas very efficiently, making the process up to 70 times faster. This material is held in a nanoscale matrix with iron oxide rust. The rust serves as the source of oxygen, which the mixed ionic electronic conductor shuttles out into the natural gas. In addition to energy, the combustion process produces water vapor and carbon dioxide. By condensing out the water vapor, researchers are able to create a stream of concentrated carbon dioxide to be captured for sequestration. Another potential windfall coming from the abundance of super cheap natural gas is in the production of industrial chemicals and plastics. Currently, petroleum isn't used just to make fuel. It's also used to make ethylene, propylene, and other building blocks used in the production of a wide range of other chemicals. For example, the world uses 130 million kilograms of ethylene each year. It is an intermediate in the production of a wide range of materials, including chemicals, polymers, and fuels, which are ultimately transformed into films, surfactants, detergents, antifreeze, textiles, and many other products. And today, this industry is entirely dependent on high-priced petroleum. Consequently, there is a powerful incentive to find a way to convert natural gas into ethylene. The problem is that methane, the principal component of natural gas, is inert and requires high temperatures to activate its strong chemical bonds. Then, removing this excess heat is both expensive and wastes a lot of energy. So far, chemists haven't been able to solve the puzzle of how to transform methane into chemical intermediates. However, a scientist in the Netherlands, Tymen Tymersma, has found a solution to the problem of the excess heat needed to produce ethylene from natural gas. Tymersma realized that natural gas is also the raw material for syngas, a mixture of carbon monoxide and hydrogen, and the process requires a lot of heat. So he combined the two processes by using a catalyst that makes it possible to convert one substance into another. The production of ethylene generates extreme heat, which is needed for the production of syngas, while the syngas absorbs the heat from the production of ethylene, avoiding the need for this process to be cooled down. Using the new catalyst, Timersma is confident that natural gas can be cost-effectively converted into ethylene for the production of chemicals and plastics. Among the remaining obstacles to wider use of natural gas, both for domestic needs and as an export, are the challenges of transporting and storing it. But now, a novel approach developed by chemists at the University of Liverpool may solve both problems by converting the gas into a powder. The Liverpool scientists developed a material made out of a mixture of silica and water that can soak up large quantities of methane molecules. The fine white powder can be easily transported or used as a vehicle fuel. According to Liverpool professor Andy Cooper, "We used a method to break water up into tiny droplets to increase the surface area in contact with the gas. We did this by mixing water with a special form of silica, a similar material to sand, which stops the water droplets from coalescing. This dry water powder soaks up large quantities of methane quite rapidly at around water's normal freezing point. Dry water is expected to have industrial applications because it permits methane to be stored more conveniently and used to power clean vehicles without the need for large pressurized tanks." Given the important trend toward exploiting cheap, abundant natural gas across the economy, we offer the following forecasts. First, as new home refueling units reach the market, adoption of natural gas vehicles will soar. Currently, sales of natural gas cars trail electric cars 66,000 to 150,000. The big difference is that electric car owners pay just $1,000 for a home charging unit compared to $4,500 for the BRC natural gas refueling unit. As competitors like GE and Whirlpool enter the market with cheaper offerings, demand will increase. For example, GE was given a $1.8 million government grant to develop its system, which will lower the temperature of the natural gas to minus 50 degrees Celsius to remove water and eliminate the need for compression. The company plans to introduce its model by 2015 at a price of just $500. Second, another promising opportunity lies in converting business vehicles to natural gas. According to the Wall Street Journal, about 5% of all heavy-duty trucks sold next year will run on natural gas. That's a 500% increase from this year. Companies are motivated to make the shift by the lower cost of natural gas, which sells for about half the price of diesel fuel. They're also taking advantage of new heavy-duty truck engines that are starting to reach the market. Last summer, Cummins Westport introduced a 12-liter natural gas engine, and in 2014, Volvo AB will offer a natural gas engine for its trucks. Both engines will be designed for trucks that weigh up to 80,000 pounds. Third, the shift from oil to natural gas will allow the U.S. to achieve energy independence. At the current consumption level of 25 trillion cubic feet per year, the U.S. has accessible supplies of natural gas to last at least 108 years. Even if the increasing adoption of trucks and cars that run on natural gas caused demand to quadruple, current accessible supplies would last another 27 years, which is more than enough time to transition from fossil fuels to more advanced energy sources, such as nuclear fusion. And that doesn't even consider the likelihood that other sources of natural gas, like undersea methane hydrates, will be tapped, or that new techniques for extracting it will make more natural gas accessible. This great news for Americans is a catastrophic development for the Russian and OPEC petroleum producers, which are likely to face political instability as their economies weaken. And fourth, replacing coal with natural gas would reduce global warming. Power plants produce 40% of all carbon emissions in the U.S. Yet in 2009, carbon dioxide emissions from power generation dropped by nearly 9%. According to researchers at the Harvard School of Engineering and Applied Sciences, the drop was the result of the new abundance of cheap natural gas. As the researchers detailed in Environmental Science and Technology, coal-fired plants release twice as much carbon dioxide to generate 1 kilowatt-hour of electricity as do plants run on natural gas. As more of the nation's electricity is generated by natural gas, emissions will fall further.